Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Third and seven. Jack Jones throws corners. A man wide open. Kittle makes the catch. Dives for the pylon. Is he in? They're going to check. He is. Touchdown. Great effort from Kittle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, great play by George Kittle there.
He's good, man. He's good.
So, I was talking to Evan about this before the show. He didn't care about it. He didn't think it mattered, which he might be right on. So, I know Kyle Shanahan loves to defer, and he loves that double up.
Right.
They won the toss yesterday and deferred, and I thought, I wouldn't defer. Not in this game, not against this team. I just wouldn't have.
Why?
Because your defense stinks. You know your defense is undermanned. So I would have preferred. Would it have made a difference? Probably not. But I think that was the game to take the ball and somehow see if you can use 6-8 minutes and get a score and at least have them play from behind.
Go to hell with Harry! Mm.
But instead, you give up the ball. They go 80 yards. It's 7-0, and now all of a sudden the offense has pressure on it because now the offense has to use up some time.
But if you're going to win the game, you got to do that anyway. And you got the double up. You had the opportunity, and you scored after halftime.
I don't understand why you would put their best unit on the field first and your worst unit on the field first.
Because you got to face the monster. And you're going to face it after the second half when you had to kick the ball off when they would get it.
I understand that, yeah. Goo. But my point is, their offense is prolific. So I would have liked to have seen if the 49ers could have gotten a field goal or touchdown first so that they would have had a play deficit.
Okay. But your offense is not prolific. And what if you didn't score? What if you didn't score? You only had seven in that first half.
I get all that.
Right.
I get all that. What I'm saying is your offense is way better than your defense. And look how Mac Jones played. What if you go 80 yards and you're up 7-0?
Yeah.
Maybe the tenor of the game changes.
Well, I just know you scored 7 points in the first half. So
right,
you're acting like they had Joe Montana.
You're
saying.
Right. Okay, well then just say that.
But they scored. But I'm not saying you're right.
What if the 49ers got the ball and scored first? I'm not saying it cost them the game. I'm saying that's one of the best offenses in football. That's a guy who's thrown 4 touchdown passes in each of the last 2 games. You're going to give him the ball first.
And
good. You're down 7-0 to that team.
But
that's
it's
all
not
I'm saying.
Yeah, but I feel like you're acting like it's high school football to where if the Rams are down 7-0, all hell breaks loose mentally and they're just going to roll over or fall down.
I'm just a guy that
likes to defer and get the ball because it feels like a turnover after halftime.
Well, did it feel like one this time?
Well, you got it and you scored.
Right, but you gave up 7 points right away.
And you didn't score on your first drive.
Exactly. And I would have, in theory, I would have liked to have seen the Rams get the ball down, and then what if you hold them on the first drive?
The way the game, I'm not mad at you, but the way the game played out, that made a diddly squat.
What if your offense goes 3 and out?
Well, then you got to
ask him that.
Guys, like seriously, I understand what if anything happens. All I'm saying is against that particular team, I might have not deferred just to get the ball first and to keep it away from Stafford, who, you know, their offense was prolific to start.
And if you want to play mind games, what if you did do that and go 3 and out, and then now you don't get the ball at half? And then
I don't know, maybe you lose 42-25 or 23.
I'm just a guy that likes the ball after half.
Yeah, I just don't think it's something – like, I would not – like, I'm not married to making a certain decision on the coin toss every single time. I do think
it's a fair
sometimes
point.
the games are different. And this game, you knew that their defense – I mean, their offense was prolific. Again, would it have mattered? Probably not.
Well, you can't assume your defense is just going to get walked down for 80 yards on the first drive of the game.
I know you can't assume it, but are you going to make – they're scripted and you're banged up. I mean, I don't know.
Well, but – okay, so they get the ball out of half and they score, and it's a one-score game. Like, you were looking for that one stop the entire game. You just never got – I mean, they're down by a touchdown with 12 minutes left to go in the game. They punted – the Rams punted one time.
Right. I'm just saying, it's like, again, I would have taken the ball yesterday to see if I could like, when you gave up the ball there, you allowed their offense to create whatever momentum was going to be in that game. Because, like, you couldn't assume your defense was going to create the momentum. Yeah.
Rams punted twice. Not that neither here nor there, but they punted twice.
Let's go to Leroy in Vallejo. Hey, Leroy, how you doing?
How about the show, Stein and Goo?
Hey,
Goo.
What's up, baby?
You my guy. Stein, you keep it real. I love you. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to just keep it real. I took my wife to the game yesterday for her birthday, and just the out routes was killing the Niners. The whole game. Mm. The out routes was just eating them alive. And I was just like, babe, they can't stop the out route. He was like, just stop them.
So, I got you.
When
you put up 42,
he throws a lot going right. Stafford can throw that ball on a line.
And the play action pass, it was just wonderful to watch, man. And I know Niner fans are like, what? But yes, Nani, they couldn't. That was the story of the game. Get the ball, not punt, defer. They just couldn't get the stop that they needed. That's the bottom line. And you hope it's a one-off. But you couldn't get the stop in Houston.
But one stop was not going to change that game.
But it would have gave you the ball with a chance to go in and tie. And to Evan's point, they got it within, and they drove down. You asked the listeners before break what was positive, Stoddy, or what shocked you. What shocked me was the play of the Niners' O-line. I got to give them some respect because I've been killing them every week we come in here. They didn't get after Mac Jones at 33 of 39. And they kind of, you know, had the Jennings fumble, the turnover on downs. Was it perfect? No. But for the most part, they did what they wanted offensively. My question is, why did it take you so long to get it going? They get the ball at half, down 21-7. They score. And you're thinking, man, a fumble on the kickoff, special teams. None of that manifested. But the Rams, you're right. I said it, a 25-point lead in the NBA, and they kind of took their foot off the gas. And the defense just – that's what made it worse, or a reminder of how bad the Niners were defensively, because you felt like if you could get something even fluke or lucky in regard to a turnover, you couldn't get it. I think it was the third quarter, Bethune got a 15-yard late hit. And I know things happen, but I'm like, man, with the way this defense is not playing, you can't afford to give up them 15 yards.
Maybe they didn't run the ball because they were down all game, but they couldn't run the ball. Like, I feel like it got to be 21-0.
Yeah.
They knew, the Rams knew that the 49ers couldn't stay attached to the run. Mm. And so they just played, you know.
Soft.
Yeah.
I got you. But, Stoddy, no matter what you think, it got to a 7-point game twice.
Never with possession. Mm. They never had a chance to tie the game.
I got you. And that's a problem.
Let's go to Scott in Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know, I was exactly channeling what you were just saying yesterday about the taking the ball first. It's always good to defer, but you just outlined why yesterday I would have taken it. It wouldn't have made any difference in the end. The Rams are a better team. That's just the way it is. But I would have taken the ball first myself yesterday, knowing what the Rams have been doing anyway with their first possession and so much firepower, and maybe control the clock a little bit. Maybe you could run the ball against them a little bit. I don't know. I mean, that's not how it turned out, but I think you're right, spot on about the prospects for this team. I mean, it's just, there's just too many holes. You can only cover for so long against certain teams, and then when you get to play the big boys, it's lights out. You know, they're just not good enough, but I am really happy about the way that offensive line played. I was actually shocked how well they did. I mean, there's some positives to take away. It's just, there's just the talent disparity. When you lose Fred Warner, you lose, Bosa, and you lose Michael Williams, and now you lose freaking, Brock's gone all year, although, Mac played well. It's too much to overcome, and it eventually gets you.
Hey, so, am I being too hard on the secondary? Let me ask you that before you go. Am I being too hard on the young guys?
You got to be. It's a team game. If you put pressure on the quarterback, all of a sudden your guys in the back are a lot better. And what's funny is when I was thinking about yesterday, I told my buddy, I said, they should take the ball first because the Rams are probably going to go right down the field and score, and that's exactly what they did. But you remember back in the day when the 49er dynasty was happening, they took the ball every time, and most of the time they take it down the field and score a touchdown, and that just depletes the defense on the other end. They're just defeated right off the bat. That's why they beat the Rams the last time. They went down the field and scored and got ahead. Mm-hmm. And got a little momentum. But this is about where you get. I think playing. I think the way Steiny said playing. That's what these guys are basically. Are playing. Whatever happens.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah, you got me thinking. But the last time they played in L.A., they went up 14-0. They had the ball, held the ball, punched it in. But, even then, Stein, I'm just one of those dudes. I always like the ball after halftime. But, I mean, man, I'm mad at you.
I mean, I know he likes to double up. I know he likes to defer. My question is that just the rule? Every single game that you win the toss, you defer. Because to my way of thinking, I wouldn't automatically defer with the defense that was that I was coaching or that I had yesterday. Maybe we got Bosa, we got Warner, and we got a full, a healthy defense, then I could see it. You kick and you shut them down right away. But again, you're right. It wouldn't have been the difference of the game.
But you got me thinking about the last time they played. They scored first. They got up 14. But that defense is Swiss cheese, and there's all kind of reasons. Now, what do you do? Again, I want to say so much of yesterday to Niner fans, don't keep your head up, is because it was the Rams. But then, Stoney, what happened in Texas when they played the Texans? They held the ball forever and a day. So it's like now you're just feeling the pain and the brunt of what you've lost. Exactly. And I don't know if you can overcome that.
You probably can't. You probably can't.
But to what degree? Does the 6-4 go to 6-5? Does it go to 6-6? Are you 7-4? We'll find out. But man, they had the answers to the test, the Rams did yesterday.
This is Kyle Shanahan on the quarterback situation.
Was Brock to being the backup today?
He could have gone, definitely. I just decided to hold him, not put him in that situation.
How'd you feel, Mac? probably never going to be 100% again this season. Is there, at some point, do you just have to play him knowing that he's not going to be 100%?
Yes, it depends on how close to 100% he gets. Our dilemma, or what we're trying not to do, is put him out in the situation we did versus Jacksonville 5 weeks ago or six, whatever it was. So I do believe he's closer and further along than what he was at that time. So hopefully he'll have a chance this week.
Forget Pandora's box. He opened up Purdy's box. Why would you? You just admitted he could have went, but you called it off. But if you, Stani, I get that. But your one play as a backup of going out on the field and getting hit upside the head.
Yeah, he's
so
want
when
that.
When I hear backup, I don't just say that means he can go. And if my $50 million quarterback can go, you got to go out there. And then when you follow up with, well, it's about him being 100%. Well, no, obviously it's not, because you said he could have played backup and he would have been at 80, 85, whatever that number is. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a soundbite played all week.
Maybe, but I like. There's
I almost
nothing,
want to give you your victory lap.
Well, there's nothing he said that he set it up last week so that, to me, that answer isn't a blockbuster. I feel like he said, yes, like Brock was 85%, but he's still not as good as Mac.
And that's,
but he's better than Martinez.
Right.
So I'm going to use him as a backup. And then he thought, you know what? I don't want to use him as a backup, because I don't want to put him in a position where he's not taking all the reps the week before and now we throw him out there.
But what I'm fixated on, and I understand, so he's telling us Mac Jones is playing better right now
than Brock Purdy with a bad touch.
So he gives the team a better chance.
Yeah, he thought he did last week or yesterday. I guarantee you Purdy's going to play Sunday. Mm. I think. Well, I guarantee, I think.
Well, how would you, about personally, taking that news if you're Brock and you want to be the backup and he's telling you don't even do it?
I get it. Like, I get it. I mean, I could see Brock saying, you know what, I think I'm there. And Kyle saying, okay, let's take one more week.
Yeah. I just feel like the Fitz drop we have, what is going on here? A little bit. Like, he could have saved that one, I guess, 90, to me.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think I
now I expect him to play this Sunday, Brock.
Yeah, so do I. And so where's all the excitement? We're getting our quarterback back for the last seven
now,
games.
What do you constitute excitement?
Let's make a run.
Well, that's what they got to do to get in. Because right now they're not even in right now.
They're not.
Half game behind Chicago.
Yeah, and look, everything's right. If everything's
right,
you
said
right
they control their destiny.
Of course they do, with the Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans. And here's where you go, well, nothing's going to be easy, Steiny. I know, but would you rather have Buffalo, Kansas City, Philly, and the Packers?
I got this. I'm down on Buffalo, but yeah, I hear you. So, but who's quarterbacking?
For who?
The Niners.
Who cares? They're the same.
Well, we don't know that.
There's not a discernible difference.
Well, we'll find out once we see what Brock's about.
Did Brock look better than him this year?
Well, it's just a short sample size. Not in the Jacksonville game. In Seattle, he won the game.
I mean, let's not sit here right now and say there's a big difference between the two, right? I mean, that's kind of
the only difference is the contract.
Well, the theme of the year is
throws outside the hashes, because Mac's got a stronger arm.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Brock more mobile.
Yeah. But everybody realizes the difference between the two quarterbacks is not great.
But
that's become obvious this year.
But
like we can't like shy away from that.
No, we're not. I think we're running right into it. But the right on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control is both of them aren't healthy. They're going to say he one's healthy. So if you give the keys back to Brock, the right on the table forever and a day is going to be, hey, that bad throw or that interception, was that a byproduct of the toe?
Football.
So who wants to live that way when if you run with Mac, you know he's, you know, that's not a part of the equation.
I guess because it's a quarterback, it's like a huge deal. I don't think this is a big deal. Like he gets hurt against Jacksonville. So the injury is worse than they thought.
He came into the game hurt, partner.
Exactly. So they re-injured him. We can say that. He got re-injured. So now he wants to be extra careful before he comes back. And after he thought about it, he thought, I don't want to activate him as a backup. which I kind of understand. I'm going to activate him when he's the starter, and that'll probably be next week, I think.
But was there any part of that thought process or mindset from Kyle that he knew what he was getting from Mac, and that was good? And there was no...
Yes, why not? If he's still unsure about Purdy, or if he thinks Purdy's at 85, but he wants to get him to 90 or 95, give him another week.
Yeah, and
I know, here's the bottom line, and we're going to win the game anyway. Hate to say it.
But when I hear backup, I know people go, well, he wasn't going to play, but he could have played and they could have subject him to whatever.
That's why
he would have succeeded. But that's getting, now I'm getting back to your thought process to where I'm like, Snotty, ain't nothing to see here. But dude, if you're telling me Evan could have went and been backup, then that meant Evan could play. And if Evan's our quarterback, Evan should play.
Yeah, I looked at it as though he said, I don't want to put him.
It's not worth it.
Exactly. Exactly. And if he was worried about him coming back too soon, then he said, I'll give you another week. I mean, to me, it's like, I just from a practical standpoint, and you know what? If you want to say the Rams are, I wouldn't have brought him back against the Rams. They're too good. Like, that's kind of why.
But that's when you need your guys.
Yeah, but you weren't going to win this game.
Well, like, maybe you scored, Stoney. I'm not saying Mac played bad, but the bottom
Mac
line is
terrific.
You scored 7 points in the first half. Maybe if that's Brock, you score. But you got to look at it like that. You can't say there would have been no difference when you're starting quarterback that you're paying $50 million that's taking you to a Super Bowl. You got to put some respect on the possibility.
Guru, I'm not going to do that.
I can.
No, but the point is now you're saying, like, how big a difference do you think there is between Brock and Mac? Because I think it's become obvious that there's not a huge difference. So if Mac Jones is healthier than Brock Purdy, I think he's going to go with Mac Jones. But I think Purdy's getting to the point where he's going to be healthier or healthy to go play. But I don't think Kyle thought he was ready this past week. Or if he was, he didn't want to throw him to the Lions,
but
which were the Rams.
I feel like this. Kyle opening his mouth and sharing that, which is the truth coming from him. Stoney, there's no way Brock can't be your starter this Sunday.
Okay.
If he was that close and it was that minute, now, okay, we got seven. Brock should be able to go.
Yeah, unless he has a setback, which he might because he hasn't practiced a full week since Jacksonville, the week before Jacksonville. I think that's a big reason why he was like, I'm not going to activate him. Because I think he wants to put him through a whole week of practice or like start the week with him as the one so they can kind of chart his progress and see, you know, if he looks healthier than he looked a week or a month ago.
As a guy that covers this team and I'm with you as a station and just being a football fan, do you find it weird of me that I want to see where Brock's at and I want to see him play just so I can compare it to what Brock Mac has done?
Well, he's starting quarterback, so yeah, I mean, we should want him back. But again, like, the reason that nobody, like, 49er fans
are clamoring,
are smart enough to know that, like, Brock Purdy doesn't.
Stoney, he's taking you to a bowl.
I mean, that means squat right now. It doesn't matter right now, does it? That he took you to a Super Bowl 2 years ago? I don't, like, he's...
But he, I guess what I'm saying, partner, is I hear you, he's your lead singer. You're telling me now the backup singer and the lead singer, there's really not much difference.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what every 49er fan who is smart enough realizes. What do you mean no?
It has to, because I'm paying one.
Well, you wait, like, get over it. You paid Brock Purdy, he's really good, and you got Mac Jones, and he's almost as good. And he might be better, according to some. Like, those are the facts.
Yeah, man.
What?
The real thing,
it sounds like,
but
is...
Tell me, no, I'm saying it.
You wish we wouldn't have signed Mac so as to see possibly how ordinary Purdy
there
is.
Part, thank you. Okay. There's a lot of that
well, that's
for
what
me.
You're afraid. That's what everybody's afraid of. I get it.
But what would you do with that fear? Like,
I don't, nothing. You play football.
No, one guy's your guy, and I'm being real here, Steiny.
It doesn't
you got to get Mac Jones out of here sooner than later. This is
now. You got to get Mac Jones out
for Brock's psyche.
He's not healthy.
Okay, but if he's ready to go this Sunday, Steiny, that's your guy. You married him.
So let me get this straight. Hold on.
I don't want to be looking over my back if I'm Brock Purdy.
You paid Brock Purdy. You're quite a backup who's better than you thought, and now is pretty close to Purdy. And now you're like, well, we got to get that guy out of here because Brock may feel pressure. That's where I'm out on all that. Like, really? I'm out on that. Like, Brock Purdy's got to be able to handle competition. I mean, damn, how'd he get the job?
Okay, but hey, I love that word. But what competition is there when you got the contract that they've given him, Steiny? The politics of that contract, you're putting down. But he's your guy. There is no competition. It's about health.
Okay, well, if you say that, a lot of other people aren't at this point. It's Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Second and goal here. Play pass. Stafford looking slow. Oh, Davis Allen! Touchdown, Rams! The 400th touchdown pass of Matthew Stafford's career history.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. Niners get beat 42-26.
Damn!
To the Rams.
That's almost 50.
Yeah. 7 touchdowns, right?
Gotta give you 49.
6 touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
They have any few? They didn't.
No, 6 touchdowns would get you 42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they got, right? I made a mistake and I corrected myself. 6 touchdowns.
Did you hear Evan and Devone over the weekend?
No.
I did. It's a great show and a combo. I was at the gym Saturday. I took a picture for your video, put it on IG. And our guy from. This just me being envious, Donnie, because you try to look your best now that we're on YouTube every day. Coach from Vallejo called, the Kuminga guy, mm-hmm. our guy. We talked to him about 1,000 times.
He won't be calling today.
Hey, he's called 1,000. We'll get to that. He's called 1,000 times. It's Stoddy. I'm on the elliptical, just minding my business. Coach from Vallejo. And I'm like, okay, it's going to start with Kuminga. They had lost to Denver the night before. And he tells Evan, and I'm not jealous. I'm old. Hey, Evan, you've been hitting that iron. You're looking good in that shirt.
Shut up, Evan.
So I'm thinking Evan's rocking a Smedium, showing off his guns, the pythons. So I'm at the gym. I go to YouTube, Stoddy. The compliment was so great. Evan's got a long sleeve shirt on. So it's no Smedium, but I guess the pythons were popping through. And I stayed about 30 extra minutes at the gym just because he ain't said that about you and I.
I don't lift weights.
Right. Evan, he said, you looking good pumping that iron. I stayed in the gym about 30 more minutes. Good on you, baby.
You know, one thing I like about working on this show is we motivate each other in different ways. It doesn't have to be purely physical. But
I'm like, damn, coach, that's a hell of a compliment. Anyway, Stoddy, you needed to know that.
You always get mad when Evan or I get complimented and you get left out.
That dude should return his muscles.
Oh, it's in me. It ain't hate. Congratulations, Stoddy. But I stayed extra 30. Thanks, coach. And why would you say he wouldn't call today? Kuminga's not why they've lost in Timber Friday.
I mean, Kuminga. I do love Kuminga. He stunk last night.
He's thinking too much.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Uh-oh.
And he ain't their problem.
Why? Back first of all, they're Mac. 6-5. they're fine.
How nasty is that? They didn't have an 11-game stretch like that when Jimmy came here. 6-5. Mm-hmm. Miss me.
Yeah, they did in the postseason.
Yeah.
You got it. Back to Mac.
Can I explain something to you?
Yeah, sure.
About the quarterback situation for the Niners. Let's say Brock Purdy's 80% and Mac Jones is 90%. Okay. Kyle Shanahan believes in that situation that Mac Jones is a better quarterback. That's why he's been playing.
Gotcha.
Now, the minute Brock gets to 90% or wherever Mac Jones is, then I believe Brock will be the quarterback because he is the number one. But as long as Kyle feels like the number two is playing better than the number one and is healthier than the number one, he's going to play the number two. And Kyle Shanahan's the coach, and he'll determine this week, probably, that Brock is now good enough, healthy enough to put out on the field. And he will play probably against Arizona, and they have a good shot to win that game against Arizona.
Yeah. All right.
So, what I can't help you with. What I can't help you with is your sadness that
that's a strong
Brock,
word
that Brock Purdy healthy might just be marginally better than Mac Jones when he's healthy. I can't help you if you're feeling sadness because of that.
Now that's funny, and I would never be sad. No, it's the reality of it. And the great John Madden said it's down years ago, rest in peace, if you got two of one thing, you don't have any. And this whole thing about, I agree with you. I said Mac Jones at one point in his career was better than Brock Purdy. That was coming out of college. I haven't forgotten that. I'm like, that's true. That's real. One got the benefit to get under the Jedi Knight that is Kyle. The other didn't. And now Max made the most of it. Max made him some money. But I'm sitting here telling all the people, if you want to fast forward, Mac Jones has made him some money. And he's probably got him a job from somewhere. The starting job next year might be too soon. But I'm telling you, Steiny, if I broke off the Benjamins for my starting quarterback that is Brock Purdy, there's nothing to see here, and I'm not running from, and I have no reason to tell you I do see it's close, and on some scorecards, it might be Mac. But the fact is, you paid Brock like he's Joe Montana. He's your Joe Montana, and I believe this offseason, as soon as that hits, we got to get Purdy out of town, because I wouldn't want my starting quarterback to have to feel like he's looking over his shoulder because some in the fan base and media might think he's a better option. We've seen that happen in sports a million times, and I would understand it. And you go get you something for Mac.
Wow. And then who's going to be the backup?
New version of Martinez or Allen, you go find you one.
Okay.
Because he found one with Mac.
Right.
And but Mac had 40, 50 starts.
Did he find one with Beathard?
No, he
did. Did he find one with Mullen?
No, he did.
Did he find one with the other guy you just said?
Yeah, but yeah, he didn't. So I'll give you that. But my whole point in all the premise, Donnie, is when healthy, and you specify that, but then you kind of jump off the boat. This is Brock's show when he's healthy. That's all
Guru,
I'm saying
it sounds to everybody. Like, can I be honest with you? You're trying to convince yourself.
No.
Yes, you are. You're trying to convince yourself.
Ask me who's better, Brock or Mac Jones.
When you say there's see, you think Purdy's better. That's
no,
fine.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. If you listen to what I'm saying, you could turn, under Kyle,
okay.
This thing is close as hell.
Okay.
But one's getting paid way more than the other.
Doesn't matter.
And money talks. Charlie Sheen, Chris Tucker. And it's going to talk in this, so there's nothing going on here. I don't disagree with you saying Mac is playing better than Brock.
There's nothing going on here. What if I said to you, Guru, this is 9 years with Shanahan. What if I said this? It's been 9 years with Shanahan, and the quarterback position for 9 years has essentially been fluid.
Okay, I can't disagree with that. But what you're not saying is you think there's a scenario where Mac could surplant Brock Purdy, and that that's just because of the money. This is your guy.
That same thing happened to Garoppolo. He got supplanted,
but he had so many failures.
Oh, injuries? Yeah, did he have injuries
and bad
like Max having
and bad plays?
Well,
Donnie,
how was Brock the last 17 regular season games? Kyle's not afraid to do anything.
Saying he is. Just, you got a guy that took you to the Super Bowl and the two NFC championship games, and you just put a ring on his finger.
Okay.
That's a lot to say just chill.
So get healthy and we'll put you back in there.
And that may be this Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you that the offense will be better. Like, I feel like I'm looking at a tie. I told you I love the strong arm. Mac does that. Mac, I'm just telling you, under Kyle, it's not that big of a discrepancy. I think that's what you're hung up on.
Okay, well, I don't want to trade one of them. Mm. Why would I trade Mac Jones when Brock Purdy has what everybody is saying, oh, it's a tricky injury? I mean, we pay all the attention to Lorenzo Neal, who says, you know what? Every week he plays, then the following week is usually a problem. Well, then I get it. You just paid him.
Yeah.
But maybe we're worried about Brock's durability with a toe. Maybe we think this is more serious. Mm. Mac ain't going anywhere, I don't think.
Yeah, but don't paint me in the, I'm not saying you are, in the club of, and I said this a month ago, Mac Jones is not as good of a quarterback as Brock Purdy under the tutelage of Kyle. Like, I know what I'm watching and what I prefer. A laser arm, a guy that could throw outside the hashes. Now, when you talk about mobility, that goes to Brock. But what I'm not going to hate on in regard to Brock Purdy is what he's taken this team to or where he has. And that's multiple NFC championship games. That's a Super Bowl. I didn't cry or throw water when he got his money. And that ain't even kicked in. So I'm smart enough and old enough to know that carries weight.
Like, you can like Brock Purdy and say, you know what? This version of Mac Jones probably could have gotten him to the Super Bowl too.
You hadn't asked me that, but I don't doubt that at all.
All right.
But it still don't change the facts. And the facts are, when healthy, or they deem him healthy, they put a ring on his finger.
Well, that's what you think. Mm. What if I said Brock was healthy this week?
Now, I hadn't heard you say that.
Brock was healthy this week.
You kind of said it last week.
Against the Rams?
But when you say it like that, hey,
look,
that's what you think.
Let's put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by Echo.
They're not bringing Brock Purdy back after he misses five games against the Los Angeles Rams, who might be the best team in football.
And Mac's beaten already.
And I'm sorry, when you're sitting with the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Browns, and the Titans, this is Kyle Shanahan, whether it's worked out by design or by happenstance. This is Kyle Shanahan saying, we're going to be able to give, when Brock comes back, he's got the safest, softest runway. we could possibly give.
Can you
give
do
him.
That when Arizona's got a good defense? It didn't look like it yesterday, but you are not what Seattle is offensively with Mac or Brock.
Do you believe that? I believe that Mac Jones and or Brock Purdy will not be the difference in whether they go 11-6 or 8-9. Let's go to Mike in P-Town. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey. I was at the game yesterday and had a few things to say.
Talk to us.
I kind of agree to you about, you know, who gets the ball first. Normally, you want your defense out there because that sets the tone. But the way our defense is playing, we might want to go on the other way. And the other thing I want to say is I kind of put this on Shanny. I was so pissed at his play calling yesterday, especially the fourth down calls. We had the ball, the fourth down. He decides to run it twice in a row when Mac Jones is throwing, what, 33 out of 38. He lets the clock run out at the end of the second quarter. It must have been two minutes and 50 seconds left. And we had the two-minute, you know, timeout that was going to come at the end of the 2 minutes. But he decided not to, you know, just let the clock run out at the end of the second half, which is unbelievable to me. We would have had the ball left with probably 3.5 minutes. Or not 3.5 minutes, but at least 2.5 minutes. And the refs also gave us a hard time with the penalties. The one on Jennings was the third down in the game that was pass interference. We didn't get that. Also, the late hit that cost us big on their defense. And then the late hit they missed on Juice. The refs were bad in that game. But I still think Shanahan, he's just not calling the right plays at the right time, and I'll take it off the air from there.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
I didn't have it in my notes, Donnie, but I didn't like that fourth and one call to McCaffrey running wide.
Right?
That was a bad play. I would have gave it to D-Rob up the middle because he was running like a bull, you know, if I'm going to be Monday morning quarterback. Man. And talk
You're
about
not gonna
bad
run
calls.
Over Trent Williams in the game's biggest fourth and one? How can you not run behind the greatest lineman of all time?
That wasn't a quarterback sneak, maybe. But they called a penalty on Kittle, Stoney. He wasn't set. He was set. That was bad.
Yeah,
but it was offsetting.
They scored.
And they scored.
One.
And the Rams didn't, with that, commit a penalty all game.
That's, like, in a way, that tells me they didn't have to commit a penalty.
Like, I didn't see a bomb all day for Mac. You know, they didn't even test it. Like, go deep. Get a flag. Early on, as you're doing nothing and you turn the ball over where you only culminate 7 points in the first half, you got a dude that can throw it. I mean, watch the NFL. Even
if 33 for 39.
Yeah, I got you. I'm just saying.
For 300 plus.
Yeah, I'm trying to get greedy. I'm trying to score more than seven in the first half.
You have no deep threats on this team either. Who's your deep threat?
I mean, Jennings can run the route.
Jennings is not a deep threat.
Deep threat is anybody you send on the route. I get what you're saying. There's no Jerry Rice, but stretch the D.
They can't. Who's going to stretch it?
Well, Pearsall, whenever he comes back.
Let's go to Durf. Durf in San Francisco. What's up, man?
What's going on, you guys?
Hey.
Guru, Steiny, love your show.
Hey, right on,
but I definitely, Guru, I can't agree with you. You don't even sound confident saying that Mac Jones is better than Brock. So I'm going to start off with that. Secondly, I've been watching the game at home. I took my son to his first football game yesterday. So I really got a feel to see Mac Jones in person. And I'm going to tell you something. The deep threat, Steiny, you were just talking about, Robinson had about four plays where he was one-on-one with the cornerback. It gets ridiculous that they only go for the little 15-yard throwdowns. Check downs, that's Kyle Shanahan's play game. But Mac didn't even try it. At least try it. Guru, I agree with you. We got to at least try to throw the ball. It was matchups on the side.
Oh, man.
DeMarcus Robinson was wide open. If you guys run playbacks, do whatever you do. Just check out the one-on-one matchup that they had.
I know the
he
one play.
The cornerback deep, and he been.
Yeah, I know the one play you're talking about because Brady brought that
up.
I know the one play you're talking about for sure.
Yeah, but it was at least three of them. Now, I went to the game. I was sitting down. It was at least three of them where the cornerbacks, it was one, they were daring us to go for it, and we won't even try to give it to our guys. We can't say we don't have a deep threat. We have guys to go. I don't believe Jennings is a deep threat guy. He's more of a possession receiver. But DeMarcus Robinson wanted that ball, wanted those balls yesterday. And Mac Jones, you could just tell he does not look at it. He doesn't. And Brock, that's where Brock does, and I feel like is better than Mac. Mac is a good quarterback, but Brock, he dares that. You know what I mean? He goes for it. Even though, yeah, he might throw an interception sometimes, but he won't just keep going down for the checkdowns, man. We're running McCaffrey like a dog. We got to give Robinson the ball a little more. Take McCaffrey out more than just one play and switching him out. They did better, and you can kind of see that Robinson was getting a good flow with the run. It seems like every time McCaffrey gets in that game, they're punishing that dude.
Man,
we lost you, Durf, but good call.
Yeah. And, what you got? Eight left, right, Stoney? We talked about
seven.
Say it again.
Seven.
Oh, yeah, seven left. And you just talk about McCaffrey, who's blown us all away with his durability, but there's nothing wrong. And I get it, man. He ain't took one to the house yet this year, McCaffrey. But I was just watching Robinson. Like, it just looked different. And I felt like if I were a Ram defender, it's like, oh, Lord, I got to tackle this dude. And if you look at the box score, it wasn't much. But it is a fire, thunder, and lightning, just a different type of hit. But with that, you take the risk of not having McCaffrey out there, but sometimes it's bigger than McCaffrey. Now, as far as the deep shots, Brady did talk about that, Stoney. He was open. He had him. He didn't throw it. I mean, but we could do that all day, every day.
888-957-9570 is the number. Rams beat the Niners yesterday 42-26, and the Niners dropped to 6-4. If the playoffs were to start today, they wouldn't be in, but they still have action. Now, this team, I'm not going to try to convince you they're a Super Bowl contender, but they still have something to play for. They still have winnable games. And the bottom line is, at this point, there's really nothing else to do except try to get to 10 or 11 wins. You're not going to make a trade. You may get some guys back. Brock Purdy might play against the Arizona Cardinals. So, I mean, you still have things to play for. And I'm a firm believer, if you've got so many young guys on your defense, fine. Go get into the playoffs, and you know what? Get your hat handed to you. That's no, better than not making the playoffs. I'm sorry, it just is.
Especially when you're sitting at 6-3. But and
especially when you have no expectations for this team. So that's the year to go to the playoffs and see what you can do.
But normally teams there's like no that, pressure. Stoney, when you have no expectations, you don't belong in the playoffs. You know what I mean? If there's no expectations defensively, then you probably won't get to that plateau. But like you said, and I'll never say this, but I'm going to say it now. If they got to the playoffs, it's almost like a miracle, and you want them to win. If they didn't, you still feel like the Niners were playing with house money. But let me read this to you from Chicago Jason in the chat. Throwing deep, the Rams' biggest play was 31 yards to a tight end. Stop it. But if you watch the Rams play week in, week out, they try to stretch the defense. And Stafford, with that cannon of an arm, can do that. So it's a threat, and you got to respect it. I just heard Brady say there was a receiver running open, and it happened to be Robinson. And Mac went somewhere else.
I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Cardinals.
Gotcha.
You could win that game. Like, Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans. You telling me with Brock Purdy, you can't go 2-2?
I'm not.
So then you're 8-6, and then you're going to play the Colts. That's going to be a tough one. Then you got the Bears, and that'll be, if you beat the Carolina Panthers and the Bears, you're probably going to the playoffs if you can squeeze in another win against Tennessee or Cleveland.
Well, I'll tell you this. You were better defensively last time you played Arizona, and you barely won that game at home. So I know they got embarrassed by Seattle yesterday. I'm just focused on that one because it's a nightmare defensively for you because you can't generate pressure. And that was Kyler Murray, who can't pass a quarterback IQ test. Now you got Brissett, who's better at distributing the ball. So I get you on you saying it's going to come down maybe to Indy or Chicago, but Arizona's defense can play. Mm. They've shown that the last time. They should have beat you. They didn't. So I'm just saying to you and all Niner fans out there, and they probably agree, Arizona's not going to be easy, especially if it's Brock's first game back.
You don't know they're not going to be easy. They may have given up on the season. The bottom line is their next four opponents have a combined record of 11-32. All right. Mm. So the way I look at it is if you can't win two out of the next four, then then we know this team had no chance from the minute that they started suffering injuries. If you're telling me you can win two of the next four games, and hell, you might be able to win more than that. Doesn't necessarily mean you're a good team, but it'll put you in the mix. Mm. Let's go. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get beat by the LA Rams yesterday, 42-26. But it does sound like Brock Purdy's got a shot to play against the Arizona Cardinals. And the 49ers are still 6-4. They're still 6-4. And this is the stretch that I pointed to at the beginning of the season where if they're any good, they should be able to make some noise right now. The question is, are they healthy enough to do it? 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored. Let me see. That 1142. That segment was sponsored by the Los Altos Village Association.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.